Welcome back to a kind of special edition of After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. Not only is my friend Libby York one of the finest singers in this land, she is also one of the nicest people on this planet. She, of course, is not in studio. No one's allowed in studio. She's on the East Coast getting ready for another live streaming adventure. Hi, Libby.
Rick, how are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, I'm surviving.
More blessed.
I'm surviving. I sure miss seeing you. What is this, before we get into what sounds like an amazing, amazing internet event, the True Blue Jazz Fest, what have you been doing? I mean, I would think that a singer of not just your caliber, but any singer who is used to performing in clubs, that the relationship with audiences is an essential part of your life, and I can't imagine you've been doing much of that, have you?
No, it's really, you know, for all performing artists, it's really been a tough 7 months, I guess it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of learning. I've done a couple of private parties outdoors, everyone masked up, and yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time for anybody that's used to performing at a club.
Well, and also because the whole club setting it defines the word intimacy, which is one thing that is seriously lacking in these lunatic, crazy times.
Right.
Do you practice every day? Do you sing every day?
I've actually been practicing more than I usually do because, you know, that's pretty much all there is.
Yeah.
I mean, the interesting thing for me now with live streaming is, in a funny way, it's global, but it's also very intimate because the audience is, you know, right in front of you, in front of their computer.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting paradox that it's the no live audience, but the live stream goes out worldwide, you know.
Is that at all, Libby York, intimidating for you?
Well, it's certainly different.
Yeah, I'll give
you know, Apple Music and Spotify listeners. I had to look up a couple of places. I had to Google them to see where Naha, Okinawa is, and I just had one today, Sarah Burry.
Wow.
In Southeast Asia. So it is a funny paradox. It's live stream, no live audience, but you have a worldwide audience. So,
where are you now, Libby York?
I've spent the summer in beautiful Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Beautiful beach town, 2 hours from D.C.
Well, with which you're intimately familiar too over the years, yes.
Yes, it was interesting hearing the chef speak, because I started a restaurant here with two partners in 1974, and it's still here 47 years later. God, that makes me sound old.
No, it doesn't. You're ageless to me, honey. You're ageless to me.
Thank you.
But it was, I mean, you were also, that restaurant was one of the first, as Cletus was talking about, how, you know, the sort of explosion of the culinary scene, part of that was by using, you know, foods, whatever they called, foods of the neighborhood, kind of, right? You were a...
Sure.
Yeah.
We were
what's the phrase?
You know?
Yeah, what's the phrase
farm
I'm looking
for?
Farm to table. That's right. That's right. And then you went up to New York, and then you've become, you know, the jazz singer you are. When you did these... Let me ask you sort of a personal question. When you did these outdoor concerts and you're looking at a group of people in masks, was there any change in the way you related? Because I think one of the things that a singer can get is the look on people's faces, the sometimes dreamy look, sometimes excited look. Did you sense that?
Yeah, I mean, it is just interesting. I mean, these were very isolated little pods.
Sure.
And once we sat down, the people that felt comfortable took their masks off so I could see a few smiles, and a couple of them started dancing and booking. Then you know they're enjoying it. But, yeah, the whole mask thing, I mean, we know we need to do it, I guess after 7 months, it's starting to feel somewhat normal. I don't know, or at least that I heard somebody say the most oft repeated phrase is, "Oh, I forgot my mask." Got to go back and get the mask.
Well, someday, I suppose they'll be attached to shirts and blouses, and you won't have to forget it. What else have you been doing out there? I mean, reading a lot, or walking, or enjoying? I know it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, gorgeous, but beautiful walks on the beach every day, which has really been my salvation. And I have to say, watching some great live streams from other artists that I admire. You know, I've watched and heard some great music online. So, you know, little by little, you just sort of get into the new routine. You know?
Well, and given that this may go on, and I'm never going to say indefinitely, but for a while, what have you learned from watching other performers do a live stream? Is there, because many that I have seen, I've not seen that many, but many, there's not much care to the ones I've seen given to the environment in which they are performing. Have you seen different kind of things? Because I think you could change the setting to embellish the performance, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, this one we're going to be doing for True Blue Festival is going to be my first one, and it's from a wonderful state-of-the-art recording studio, so they will take care of that. You know, I know friends who have set up cameras in their living rooms, and, you know, there's certainly a whole tech science to making that all work.
One that escapes me. This is the 8th annual True Blue Jazz Festival. Have you been part of the previous 7?
No, this is the first time. I'm just fortunate to be in Rehoboth this year. And it started by 2 friends, Peggy Raley and Eddie Sherman. And they've had really great success and had headliners, really top headliners the last few years. But, you know, like everyone scrambling to, okay, how do we make this a virtual festival this year?
Yeah, yeah. Did they have suggestions? Did they have suggestions for you when they asked you and you, of course, signed up for this? You know, Libby, we'd like you to do this, or Libby, we'd like you to dress in this, or Libby, we'd like you to, you know, wear a mask. I don't know. I mean,
not really. It's the kind of
good.
It's
good.
Up to me to figure it out, I think. And the wonderful pianist from New York who's coming down, John DeMartino,
and will you two,
more live streams than I have. So.
Will you two be in one setting, you and Mr. Martino? You'll be in one setting performing, yes?
Yeah, we'll be live with the Yamaha Grand Piano, and it's just a duo. And so it'll be kind of intimate, even though it'll be in a big recording studio. Mm-hmm. And yeah, with the camera right there, like I say, it's an interesting dichotomy. It's no live audience, but the audience is actually right at your fingertips.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I think God, I can't wait to talk to you after the success of this. Now, the festival itself goes on for a number of days, right? And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to TrueBlueJazz/livestream for tons of information. Also go to LibbyYork.com just to see and hear some of the reason I rave about Libby. So that this is a days-long live stream, isn't it, this festival?
Yeah, it's three days, I think starting the 15th of October.
Yeah.
They do have a couple of live outdoor events here in the Rehoboth Beach. And you know, a bunch of 2 nights of live stream.
Yeah,
so,
I bet you are. You sound excited about it. You sound a little anxious, but you also sound quite excited. We're gonna take a little break for a couple of minutes. Come back, talk a little bit more about the True Blue Jazz Festival, when Libby York and John DeMartino will be available for your viewing, and also about what Libby has planned for the future. And I will, ladies and gentlemen, let you hear Libby York sing. We have 3 pieces from which to choose, and Adam Phillips, the engineer, and I will choose whatever one Libby wants. Libby, it's so great to talk to you. I can't tell you. We'll be back in like 2 or 3 minutes. Welcome back. I'm speaking on the East Coast with Libby York, who is going to be part of the True Blue Jazz Festival, which will be live streaming for the first time in its 8-year history. Libby will be with John DeMartino on piano on October 16th from, I'm going to give you the central time, 6:25 to 8:15. How Libby York, and it's part of a multi-performer event, this truebluejazz.org is the website. How have you and Mr. Martino collaborated long distance?
Well, actually, John was the music director and plays on my last album, which was we called Memoir.
Sure.
It was recorded in New York. And then we worked together quite a bit at Kitano in New York City and Mesro. We were actually booked at Mesro March 24th, right? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And all this mess hit. And
canceled.
So of course,
yeah.
That canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we've played together quite a bit. He's just a wonderful pianist and good friend.
Well, and you've collaborated before, so that's always a bonus. What have you decided on? What material you're gonna play and sing?
Yeah, giving it a lot of thought.
I'll bet.
Sure. And, you know, there's only so many tunes you can do. We're calling it "Swing Me a Story: The Art of the Lyric," because I thought with such an intimate audience, I want to focus on the lyrics of some of these great, great American songbook songs. And we'll be doing a beautiful Johnny Mercer, Barry Manilow composition called "And When October Goes."
Oh, that beautiful. Wow. That sounds lovely. How many, Libby, will you, I hate to keep parsing this, I'm so fascinated with this brave and adventurous new world in which many performers have to live these days. Will you be addressing the audience too? It won't just be one song followed by another. Knowing you and your bubbly personality so well, I have to assume that you'll be talking to people during the performance, yes?
Sure, I think so.
Oh, good.
Because, again, everybody's kind of right there in front of their computers. And, I'll give a little background on some of the songs and, you know, just hope everybody's doing all right in this crazy time. And, we're all going through this time together, and it's really pretty remarkable.
Well, what have you heard from? It's not only that many people have lost the creative outlet for the art that they perform, but there has also got to have been a horrifying financial strain on people for whom live performance is the way in which they exist financially and every other way. What do you hear from your colleagues?
Well, I mean, it's pretty devastating.
Yeah.
You know, people had, you know, many, many, many tour dates canceled. And I've been watching one of the great live streams is Kurt Elling, a wonderful.
Sure, Chicago.
He's worldwide fame, and he had a worldwide tour booked. I mean, all totally canceled.
Yeah.
And he's doing a lot. Stream from Green Mist this next weekend.
Yep.
Everybody's in the same boat. I mean, when you think about the Metropolitan Opera, every performance venue dark, it's really pretty. I guess on the bright side, it makes you really realize how important the performing arts and music is to your life.
Yeah.
And when it comes back, we won't take it for granted. You know?
Well, that's a really good point, Libby. That's a really good point. This could be when this does inevitably end. I can just see people who aren't afraid, but people packing every possible venue.
Yeah.
You're right. They're going to realize what it is they've been missing all this time.
I'll never complain about a gig again.
Pardon me?
I'll never complain about a gig again.
That waitress was so loud with those glasses. I'll never go back to this place again. Do you miss Chicago a bit?
I miss Chicago a lot.
Yeah.
Had 6 or 7 things booked over the summer, and
yeah, I know.
And you know, traveling just got too weird, and of course, everything pretty much was canceled. So,
yeah.
It may be spring. I do have some things booked down in Key West. Just today, the Gardens Hotel, which is doing outdoors, socially distanced music.
That's neat. Good.
I'll be there once a month starting November 29th. So that's
That's great. That's a relief for me, too. You can get all sorts of information by going to LibbyYork.com. You can also get all the information you need about the jazz festival, the live stream jazz festival, which takes place on October 16th. Libby and John DeMartino perform on October 16th, but there are other talents available at that thing. Libby, you sent me 3 songs. I want to play one of them so that people who are not familiar with you can hear your beautiful voice. Adam Phillips is the great engineer, and you sent us When in Rome, Thanks for the Memories, and Little Boat. Which would you like to hear? This is like ultimately remote. We're going to play this for the listeners, and I'm going to say goodbye to you. But this is what Libby York sounds like. You can pick it, Libby. Which one?
Oh, maybe Thanks for the Memory.
Perfect. It is always great to talk to you. I'll be watching this live stream and knock them dead, as they say, Libby York.
Thanks, Rick. It's always a pleasure.
It is for me too, honey. See ya. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
For the memory of a rainy afternoon, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You may have been a brain down, but you never were a bore. Oh, thank you so much. journeys on a jet, our wondrous week in Martinique, and Vegas and roulette. How lucky I was. And thanks for the memory of summers at the sea, dawn in Waikiki. We had a pad in London, but we never stopped for tea. How cozy it was. We said goodbye with a highball. Then I got as high as a steeple, but we were intelligent people. No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. So thanks for the memory. And strictly entre nous.